From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Thank you for joining with us. I want to read with you from Exodus chapter 16. So turn that up now, Exodus chapter 16. We will be continuing with our reading from the 59 Revival, a book written by Dr. Paisley, in which is given a very full account of the wonderful outpouring of the Spirit of God upon this land over 100 years ago. In fact, it's 140 years ago. We're going to be reading particularly about a gathering for prayer in the Botanic Gardens in Belfast, when many thousands gathered to cry unto God. That's what we need today. Oh, not a gathering particularly in the Botanic Gardens, but a people meeting to cry unto God for revival. That'll be in a moment or two. But first of all, let's turn to Exodus chapter 16, and we're reading from the verse 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the ground of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna. For they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your portions. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. May God bless his word to our hearts. Here's the reading then from the 59 Revival. Do remember, we're offering the book free to anyone who contacts us. And we do so in order to stir up an interest in revival once again. Here's that account then of the great gathering in the Botanic Gardens. On Wednesday the 29th of June 1859, a monster open-air union prayer meeting was held in the Botanic Gardens in Belfast. Just a year before, on the same site, the Prince of Preachers, the Reverend Charles Haddon Spurgeon, had proclaimed the gospel to the largest audience which ever assembled up to that time to hear the gospel in Ireland. Now a far vaster throng gathered, not to hear the voice of man, but to commune in prayer in order to hear the still small voice of God. The lowest estimate of the people attending this monster gathering was 15,000, the highest 40,000. Somewhere about 25,000 would probably be the right figure. The vast audience was made up of crowds from Armagh, Tyrone, Antrim and Down, who came by railway trains packed to excess, and others thronged from the immediate neighbourhood and the city itself. A contemporary describes the service. When this vast assembly was gathered together in front of the platform and occupying every available spot of the entire ground between the pavilion and the conservatory, the scene was certainly one of the most striking as well as impressive ever witnessed in the province. Crowds, however, continued to pour in through the gates for more than an hour subsequently, till at last the whole space in view from the platform was closely packed. Even the branches of the trees were taken advantage of by the junior members of the audience as the most suitable situations for either seeing or hearing. And there, while the sounds of praise were rising from the multitudes below, these young worshippers were heard joining in the song of thanksgiving. Nothing of the holiday levity
nothing of the thoughtless mirth of youth was manifest among them, and their attention as well ordered as that of any person in the vast assemblage. The Reverend John Johnson, D.D., the moderator of the General Assembly, whose name was identified with Christian missions, Bible circulation, Sunday school instruction, when these were little prized in Ulster, and who still more recently was the leader of that great open-air preaching movement which has acted as a pioneer to the present work of God, was the chairman and president on this remarkable occasion. He opened with a deeply impressive prayer for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon those before him. After reading a portion of the scripture, he then gave out the 100th Psalm. And never before in Belfast did so many voices unite in such hearty accord in singing this favourite song in Zion. Chairman then addressed the throng. The following is a portion of his observations. When the destroyer of men's lives was vanquished at the Battle of Waterloo, the crowned heads of Europe fell down on bended knees, and with uncovered heads acknowledged themselves grateful to that God who had put an end to the shedding of human blood. And when the God of peace is now treading underfoot the destroyer of men's souls, and is rescuing from his fatal grasp so many immortals for whom Christ died, shall we be ashamed to acknowledge his goodness and the might of his eternal Spirit? As we are this day met to do, and with one heart to pray, thy kingdom come. O Jesus, ride on till all are subdued, and the universe filled with the knowledge of God, that the whole earth be filled with thy glory. Amen and amen. But, my friends, we are in a world that lieth in wickedness. There are scoffers who say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. Let us not give occasion to the enemies of God to blaspheme by any levity, trifling, or impropriety, unbecoming this occasion. Let us set the Lord God before us, and so realize his awful presence in this place, that good may be done, and God may be glorified. We are especially met to do homage to the Holy Ghost, whose convincing and converting power has been so strikingly manifested amongst us for these several months. And let us not resist the Holy Ghost or grieve him, but ask unanimously, earnestly, and expectingly that he will descend upon us on this day, as he did on the day of Pentecost, in answer to the many prayers offered up and to be offered, and that many sons and daughters may this day be born to the Almighty.
Do remember to contact us for your free copy of the book, The 59 Revival. We'd be glad to send it to you. We're continuing this evening with our study, Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. A clearer picture of the Lord Jesus could not be given than that which is presented to us by the manna, which was sent of God to feed the Israelites during their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Remember what the Lord Jesus said of himself in John's Gospel, the chapter 6, and the verse 48. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So the Saviour is the bread of life, and the manna fed to the Israelites was a wonderful picture or type of the Saviour in his feeding of his people. Last week we considered how the manna came down mysteriously. It was like the dew, and who can tell how the dew comes down? It was given graciously, in that it was given to a people who certainly did not deserve it. It was given abundantly. There was sufficient for every man, and it was given to a people who were in great need of food within the wilderness. Praise God, to a world starving for spiritual food, there is an answer in Christ, as he is presented in the Gospel. Now, I want very quickly this evening to consider with you some of the instructions given to the Israelites regarding the gathering of the manna. For God did direct them as to how they should gather the manna. Let's first of all think of the fact that it had to be gathered. It didn't arrive in the baking bowl, as it were, but no, it had to be gathered. And so it is with the Lord Jesus. We need to gather him unto ourselves. We need to receive him as our Saviour. We need to reach forth, lay hold upon him by faith, and gather him to our hearts. You remember that lovely verse in Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. And we do need to gather the Saviour to ourselves. It was gathered in the morning, according to Exodus 16 and the verse 21. Gathered in the morning. There was a limited opportunity, because when the sun arose in its heat, the manna all melted and disappeared. And there is a limit. There is a limit to those opportunities granted by God unto men. Oh, hasten, hasten, and lay hold upon Christ while you have opportunity. I press upon you here today. Who knows, there could be someone listening to me, and the sun of their life is soon to set. Will you not even now call upon the name of the Lord? It was gathered daily. Every day it had to be gathered. In Christian, there is a word for us there, because every day we need to seek the Lord. We need to feast upon him. We need to go aside into his presence and wait upon him, and afresh obtain a supply of his grace. Have you prayed today yet, Christian? Have you read the Word of God yet for the blessing of your own soul? Do so. Do so. Then again, it was gathered outside the camp. Outside the camp. It didn't fall in the center of the camp, but rather it fell in the wilderness surrounding the camp. And that's where it had to be gathered. What's the lesson there? Well, where was Jesus crucified? He was crucified outside the city. And you know, if we're going to go on to Christ, it will have to be outside the camp. We'll have to withdraw from others. We'll have to withdraw especially from those who are guilty of rejecting him. If we are to meet with the Lord, we've got to go to that place of reproach and there hold fellowship and hold sweet communion with him. Again, very quickly, there was no gathering on the Sabbath. Enough had to be laid up in store on the sixth day in order to feed the families during the seventh. How many will live out the 6 days of their lives only to discover they didn't gather manna for the seventh day of eternity? Don't die without Christ, but receive him as your Saviour and be ready for eternity. God bless you. Tune in again next week.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.